Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Back to the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by... Topping all you anime people are weird news. There's an Oklahoma man who is walking 2,700 miles to New York City in an anime bear costume to raise money for charity.
Aw, that's really sweet.
Aw, how sweet. Here, Emily, I'm going to show you the picture. Is that an anime bear? I don't know what you would get. The story calls it an anime bear.
Yes, it is.
They say the costume.
I mean, I don't know what it's from.
I don't think it specifically is anything, but it is an anime style.
Like, if
this
I showed,
is actually really cute.
If I showed up at the Ecchi Expo in that outfit, would I...
You would get so many pictures.
Would I win the...
Okay, first of all, when we drag you there...
pervert award?
Against your will next weekend. You're wearing your Misty Pokemon trainer costume.
I don't have that costume.
You do.
I don't.
You have a yellow shirt. You have red suspenders. You have cut off shorts. I'm sorry.
I once owned those things. I don't think I have them anymore. Okay?
Those are easy to find.
Jesse Larios is the man in that 78-pound anime bear costume. And I can't tell if he's doing a weird anime thing or if maybe this is some sort of hippie Indian cultural appropriation thing. He's walking to New York. Quote, I was like, hey, why don't I live as a real character and do these extreme things just like we see in cartoons, end quote. That sounds like something Bumbleito would say to me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Can we drive your Tesla to the sun?
Let's do this whole report over and do it in the Bumbleito voice.
What are you talking about? I saw them do it on SpongeBob the Explorer.
Jesus.
Is that not?
Nope.
That's not.
First of all, are you mashing up Dora the Explorer and SpongeBob SquarePants?
I don't.
With a little bit of who's the Bill that constructs things?
Bob the Builder.
Yes.
By the way, they don't play Bob the Builder anymore. That's very old. I'm sorry.
Bob the Builder canceled. What'd he do?
He built many things.
He had assistant and a little too young.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's actually he was hiring a bunch of illegals.
Oh.
So they got him.
That's not funny.
You know, there's a construction error. Buildings fell.
Technically, Bob was not building anything. Other people were building it for him.
A great friend once told me I'm a grown up. I don't watch cartoons, so I don't know what y'all are talking about. All right. He just wants to live out his real cartoon fantasy, whatever. But he's being accompanied by a Native American guide, Askia Trujillo, who he picked up in New Mexico. Now, there's many confusing things.
Like just on the side of the road? Or?
There's many confusing things about this entire journey and the story. There's so many details left out. I don't want to question your methods here, Anime Bear. But I'm looking at the map, and Oklahoma to New York is that way. New Mexico, you took a wrong turn in Albuquerque, my friend.
It's hard to see in those mascot uniforms, okay?
Yeah.
That's why he needs a guide, so he doesn't get turned around.
So 2,700 miles, that's a long...
Also, it is Oklahoma, man.
That's a long way. They're averaging 28 miles per day. I don't know where exactly in Oklahoma they originated, but I will tell you that as of the printing of this story, they are just east of Ponca City, which is still in Oklahoma. They started walking on July 5th.
What?
Well, you see, he hit the Santa Fe or wherever it was, and he had to come back, so now he's just back to start.
Yeah.
But they're on it.
I don't know. I don't know. What are they sleeping in hotels? Are they sleeping on the side of the road? I feel like this guy is like, just wandering around in the desert and takes acid and then bubbles out 11 days later. And is like, what's up? We're still going to New York. Okay, let's go, man. Let's go. When is he expected to reach New York City?
Never.
He says that his words, his quote, bear math, end quote. indicates that it'll be sometime in November.
Okay.
He has amassed 150,000 followers on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. First of all, that's cheating when you add all your followers up together for a thing.
Uh-huh.
When is that?
Yeah, we should start doing that.
Yeah. Like, how many different platforms? I bet you I could get to a million followers if I did all of my Twitter, Instagram, MySpace,
no,
LinkedIn, all of the contacts in my Hotmail address book, every different fantasy football owner I've ever played with, all of my Tinder matches. I could get to a million. Yeah. I got a million followers, bro.
Oh, you get on some sort of degen poker social media thing?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what? I should
got a million followers.
I'll throw my college debt in there. That'll really help me, you know, get to the top. Yeah.
You know what? Get rid of it any way you can, Emily.
Exactly.
Go for it.
Numbers are numbers, right? Doesn't really matter.
No.
You know what? I think we just saw bear math.
That seems like a, that's like something you can major in at Texas A&M. It's just bear math.
Is it counting bears or is it how the bears do?
Listen, I don't want to downgrade, you know, impugn, degrade what an incredible feat this will be if they actually accomplish it. They've experienced temperatures as high as 96 degrees. That doesn't seem like it's very much fun inside that bear costume. Also, are we stopping at a laundromat or are you just...
You gotta have some funk.
You're just carrying 2,700 miles worth of bear funk around in there. But here's the thing. He says he's doing this to raise money for charity. Where's the money come from? Did somebody...
Like, are people just Venmoing
have
him?
Have people pledged anything? He says that he encounters people all the time who offer well wishes and food or water. Are people donating to a thing for your... I don't get it.
Give him a fish.
I don't get it.
I want to donate a salmon to
my
him.
Dude.
I don't want to smell the inside of his suit.
You know who could shed some light on this, though? Anytime we have an Oklahoma question, our official Oklahoma correspondent, the crying OU sorority girl.
Oh, my God. I just wanted to make it snow, okay? I know. I did it. I did it, and I didn't mean to.
No.
I woke up everyone, okay? I didn't mean to. I just wanted it to snow. I didn't know. I thought it was going to be a little a poof, okay. But it was a
That was good. Thank
she,
you.
She didn't really say anything about the walking the bear.
Bear.
That's one of your people, Emily.
No, right? It's not.
Anime people, y'all are weird.
Oh, the anime people,
y'all weird.
Yeah.
With 1T tweets at the Morning X says, oh, golly, I can't stop. OMG, Jason, you just got me with the can we drive your Tesla to the sun? I saw it on SpongeBob the Explorer. That was good. Thanks for the laugh this morning. Hashtag Bumbleito is a gym. Yeah, I got into Bumbleito. I was trying to expand his horizons last night, crying, and he didn't get it. Reyna says, bear math at Texas A&M, still more useful than film studies at UT.
Oof.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you. Noted UT graduate, Emily, have you been that guy before? Because you're about to be.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I haven't yet.
I'm really excited.
Don't worry. It's going to be. We got a fun half hour of Emily content coming your way, including why she wants to know the rules of not wearing underwear.
Yeah. Car troubles.
Yeah.
I got a lot of stuff going on in my brain right now.
And it starts when she's going to be that guy for the first time in just a second. Hold on.
And now the Morning X chronicles the antics of that guy.
It is always just that guy, and their friends are usually normal.
Ask you for a ride, guy. Don't be that guy.
Oh, this is what
I didn't
going.
Do anything. Oh, wait, not me?
It is not you. Even though I do, I feel like ride you around lots of places, buddy.
I'm happy to drive. I have no AC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when you want me to drive you in the heat.
Mm-hmm. Emily, I guess, has experienced some car trouble, and we'll find out more about that in just a moment, but I get a late-night text message last night saying, hey, my car broken, can I get a ride in the morning? And because I'm a good friend and co-worker, and I need her here for female perspective, I was like, sure, I'd be happy to, but I don't know, you guys tell me. Am I the weird one that I am like, who do you think you are asking somebody for a ride? Okay? And maybe is it a generational divide? I grow more and more antisocial every day. Mm-hmm. So the idea of me asking somebody for a ride somewhere, I would never, and not because I don't want to impose. It's really, I just don't want to sit in the car and have a conversation with you is probably the answer.
Well, I should be warned.
I want to sit in the back of an Uber with my AirPods in and not talk to another human being. All right?
I know that you have a Tesla, so you should just have your autopilot, but you should have made Emily drive you and you go sit in the back of your own car, just put your headphones in.
And look, maybe it's a, I don't know, is it a generational divide? Is it a, like a, I'm a poor 23-year-old who somehow I'm forced to live in Hyde Park with no roommates and I don't know about this poor 23-year-old card anymore. What's going on? So just ask, people can just ask for rides. That's just a fine thing?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's like what you do
as
a friend.
I say the day that Uber became available, it is so, look, wait, I mean, what was going to, it was $8. I saved you $8 this morning.
Oh, I doubt it.
Look at your bill.
$8 plus tip. Okay. I tip people. I'm a good person.
Tip people. Okay, I saved you $9 this morning.
A dollar? You tip a dollar on an Uber ride?
The Uber driver keeps almost all of that money, okay?
No, they don't.
He does? Yes.
No, they don't.
How much do they keep?
Like, barely 50%.
Barely 50%.
Wow. Right?
I don't know. I don't know the rules of Uber. But, if it's an $8 ride, I'm probably going to tip $1. Am I the old Scrooge McDuck miser now?
I can feel all of the Uber drivers out there slamming on their brakes right now so they can furiously tweet at 101X Morning X and just tell you off.
Well, thanks for playing us for all of your ride shares today. No, it's fine. Happy to assist. Emily tells me, hey, tell me what time to come outside. I give her a 5-minute warning. Mm-hmm. I purposefully, dick move on my part, told her 5 minutes when I was 6 minutes away.
Yeah.
I then text her 7 minutes later saying, I'm here. And she says 1 minute later, okay, I'll come out.
Oh.
What was the point of Emily. The 5-minute warning?
Never trust her with time.
Guys have just learned this?
Cannot do it.
What are you talking about?
I'm really bad at telling time.
I remember
why I was like, you need to let me know. Like,
I told you, five minutes
early. It's like 5 a.m. and you're telling me 5 minutes early? My brain works 20% slow. No.
Okay.
60% slower at 5 a.m. than it would normally, because normally it works 30% slower.
Okay. Look, I texted you this, both of you guys, this morning when I got to work, and I was like, hey, don't forget to go pick up Emily. And I made it sound like I was reminding you, Jason. That was 100% to remind Emily that her car does not work.
Okay,
and
so
she is getting picked up.
Tell us the scoop. What happened to your car?
Well, yesterday I took a nap, and then I woke up, tried to go get Warheads for the show. That's another thing. That'll hopefully be on our TikTok.
You need to go get candy for TikTok.
Right.
One day, and I get in my car.
She wasn't getting nuclear weapons for this radio program.
This is a warning. This is a threat. No, and then I got in my car, and it wouldn't even start, and I was sad, so I called AAA. And it was already almost past my bedtime at this point, which sucked. So called AAA, and this is where the kicker came in.
I'm a poor 23-year-old. I don't have any money, but I have AAA.
Yeah, their dad's AAA.
It's I'm still on my dad's insurance, too.
Okay.
23 is great.
Good.
I'm just saying. But then the AAA dude shows up, and there was a problem. I mean, my battery was up, but that wasn't the problem. The problem was the AAA guy was really hot. So,
oh my God. Oh, what a problem.
Yeah.
It started as AAA. Now it's XXX.
And so I was very distracted when he was trying to tell me what was wrong with my car. I really don't remember. I'm pretty sure it's the battery.
God. What the
I was very distracted.
You were distracted by his smoldering hot AAA-ness?
Yeah, he was really hot. And then I got...
Is this the female perspective you wanted to bring to work?
I guess so.
I love feminism. Don't get me wrong. But, and then at the end, it kind of was awkward because there's some chemistry with my AAA man.
Oh, we were
really?
Outside your apartment. What are you doing? Get that...
Yeah. No. There was...
Get you that car mechanic plug.
There was some chemistry.
Literally.
And at the end, it was one of those awkward at the end of the dates when you're like, all right.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to kiss?
Okay. Yeah, it felt like we were. I was like, are we about to kiss right now? Didn't know what to do. I kind of freaked out because he was hitting on me and I didn't know what to do.
He was hitting on you.
Yeah. Yeah. I sat in the car and he was like, so how long have you had your tattoos for?
Oh, my
And I was
God.
Like, oh, okay. And then I went to get out of the car, forgot to roll my window up. He goes, whoa, what you doing, girl? You got to roll your window up. And I was like, oh, okay. And so...
AAA guy's got mad game.
I know. Got out of the car.
Notes.
said goodbye. He thanked me, by the way. Got in my apartment, called my mom to tell her about my car, but also to tell her about the hot AAA guy. And to my surprise, my mother told me, she said, "Oh, well, you should have invited him inside for a drink, Emily. What are you thinking?" Yeah. And I was like, "Mom, it's
how are you ever going to find a husband with this timid nature, Emily?"
All right? She was like, "That's how all of the movies begin." And I was like, "No, Mom, that's how all the porns begin."
I mean, look, he clearly was thirsty. Yeah. You should offer him some water. Yeah. Also, in the future, Emily, you have to use this. You take a selfie with this, the hot whatever guy that you encounter, and you tell him it's like, "Oh, this is for the radio." Then you can do the whole exchange and the pictures thing. Or if you're in his car already, you just be like, "Hey, did these seats go back?"
Well, I kind of did the creepy thing and went, oh no. And when he was trying to find my car, he called me. So I texted the number.
Oh.
And was like, "Is this the AAA guy?" And he was like, "Yeah." And I said, "All right, you were really cool. Do you want to do something?"
Did you?
I shooted my shot. Wow, to the AAA
guy. What a risk for a young, attractive 23-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
And
I think we're gonna hang out.
Oh, okay.
AAA. And he did look a little bit.
Great. I'm very happy
scary.
For you. When's your goddamn car gonna be fixed?
Well, I gotta go out with the AAA guy.
I asked, what happened to your car? Did I give you a ride today because you were so smitten? All right. Why?
You're not the one who's gonna be giving her a ride from now on, so you're off the hook.
He looked like trouble though, so it's okay. But then as to quote my mother again, she said, "Well, trouble's kind of fun sometimes."
Oh.
What kind of trouble does he look like? Like, just like he's going to break your heart, or he has like a teardrop tattoo on the corner of his eye?
Both.
Oh, okay.
He works the night shift for AAA, so I bet your mom's real excited
he's
for
just
him
doing
to
that
come
until
home
his medical degree is finished.
Thanksgiving or whatever.
Exactly.
You have a battery situation with
I
your
do.
Car. Okay.
I got to get that fixed today.
Right, right, right.
So you don't have to drive me anymore.
Right.
So I don't have to listen to Newfound Glory on the way here.
You're welcome.
5 a.m.
You're welcome.
No, it was fine.
I tell you what, AAA guy, keep making Emily do awkward auto mechanic themed flirting. Just like, I want her, like, when he comes out to jump you, just like play with the jumper cables.
Yeah. And talk about my carburetor.
Twirl them. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My engine.
Mm. So where's the dipstick again?
My, what, I don't know, what other, how to open my hood.
Check my oil.
Check my oil.
Hey,
floor it.
I'm going to Chicago on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be at the airport at 5:15. How about a ride, bro?
5:15?
Yeah. Well, you're dead.
That's so far away.
What are you talking about? It's perfect for your schedule. You drop me off at 5:15. You come straight to the radio.
Oh, there's traffic.
You struggle through this show without me. You guys are going to kill
traffic.
It. Yeah. Ask for a ride, guy. Can you ask your friends for a ride? Is that cool? Intern Jenna's dad tweets at the Morning X, says, "Jason, didn't you begin to remember Katie's name because she gave you a ride to the airport?" Former intern producer of this program, Katie, was my go-to airport shuttle for a little while there, and we bonded. That was where Katie and I, I truly saw the spirit that was alive in that young woman.
What terrible band did she pretend to like?
Nothing. She just listened to all of my life lessons and nodded along. And that was the day that I realized that she was a capable person and not some dumbass who went to St. Ed's because she couldn't get into UT. Shots fired. Sorry, Katie. But the point is, that was a subordinate ride, okay? I commanded her to drive me to the airport because she was our intern, and this is like included in your intern task, okay? Emily, not only is it not a subordinate ride, arguably the opposite of that, that was don't ask your friends for rides, okay? If you have an intern, make your intern drive you around, for sure.
I don't have an intern. Get me an intern.
What do you get me an intern? What are you talking about?
I'm a big radio star now. I need my own intern.
What is that chair? What are you going to do? What are you going to do with an intern? Huh?
Make him pick me up.
All right.
Send text to my AAA dude.
Go buy Atomic Warheads City for a TikTok video.
Right.
Yeah, help me take pictures of my cosplay.
MorningX at KaroX.com if you want to get school credit for that.
Clean your underwear. Oh, wait.
What?
You don't have to do that anymore because Emily has broken free from the underwear game. Is that right?
Temporarily.
Ah, congrats to the AAA guy. Wait, separate stories?
Yes. Emily asks, what are the rules of going commando? Because she's new to this life. Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. Do you have rules for not wearing underwear?
It has to be.
Or get into Emily's underwear after Smashing Pumpkins. All right, prepare to be titillated as we talk about Emily's lack of underwear.
That was weird.
What was weird?
You already made it weird.
Well, how did it's I make it weird? What are you talking
titillating?
About? Yes.
That's weird.
That's what you're here to do, okay? It's so titillate? Talk sexy into the microphone about your lack of underwear.
Should I put on the jazz singer
watch
voice?
Watch the ratings go up. No. This jazz singer voice is not nearly as sexy as you thought it was. Okay?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Are there rules for going commando, asked Emily. Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. I mean, I don't think so. I think the rule is be careful. You know, there's less. You got less protection in case of an accident, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. just be careful with those on that front. But that's it, right?
I think. Uh-huh. So
there's probably a list of approved activities.
How did you stumble into this world? I'm surprised that at 23 you're just now about this life. Isn't that a thing? Isn't that a college girls just like running around with no underpants? Is that just in the internet things that I watch?
That's just
might
internet
be in those
thing.
Videos,
okay.
My friend.
Yeah, I've always been a very secure lady. To be honest, uh-huh. like I'm a shorts under a skirt kind of person, shorts under a dress kind of person.
All right.
Don't like the flyaways. Don't like the little quick shots, things like that. So I recently got these new biker shorts and for some reason I just couldn't find any underwear that would like work with it. So mm-hmm. it didn't have like panty lines. And because that's a societal thing where I can't obviously show that I'm wearing underwear, which is ridiculous, I must say, pulling out that
toxic
card.
Masculinity patriarchy
so
once again. Golly.
I mean,
you could do it. You'll just look ridiculous.
See, that's why. That's why I was pressured into being like, well, I don't
pressure.
Have
just do
any
it.
Clean underwear that doesn't
see,
have show lines.
I don't really think about this, but I would think... Let me stop
what?
And contemplate. I think I'm pro panty line.
Really?
Of course you are.
You're progressive.
It's in a creepy way.
Oh.
If I look.
He likes seeing it.
No, if I look at your.
I like knowing where you're wearing boy shorts or.
A young lady's backside while she's wearing some leggings or tight whatever, mm-hmm. and there's no lines there, then I don't think twice about it. First of all.
What about the mystery?
Her eyes are up here. Okay, yeah. So I would never look down
never.
There. I would never look. But if I look and I see. The outline of some underwear,
some
all
VPL.
Of a sudden, I'm thinking of your underwear. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh,
you're titillated.
What's going on over here?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to think of you in your underwear whatsoever previous to that.
Huh, interesting. So that might also be another part of the problem. So not only can I not wear it because it's socially unacceptable to wear it with panty lines, but now I can't wear it because I'll get sexualized. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome. That's what
Thank
I'm here
you for
mm-hmm.
putting that together. But it's okay because I decided, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You got to free the chicken nuggets.
Oh,
so we're bringing those back. Free the chicken nuggets. And I decided to go commando for one of the first few times of my life that I can remember. And that
we're
like...
I think we're doing great so far, but I think this could be the least sexy I don't wear underwear segment that's ever been done in the history of radio. Okay? Free the chicken nuggets?
Free the chicken nuggets. I've heard, too, that like you're supposed to let things air out every now and then. I watched a YouTube video.
Oh, perennial sunning. Yes.
I don't know what that means.
It's where you expose it to the sun.
Yeah.
Oh. That's not what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just...
You heard,
it
hang
there,
on, let's just say,
ways.
You heard that what? You're supposed to let...
That you're supposed to, like, for it to breathe, you uh-huh. should sometimes just let
nuggets.
It be free.
Right. Yeah. But I don't think that means don't wear underwear, wear some biker shorts. Is that what we're still talking about, biker shorts
here?
Yeah,
I'm talking
about
biker shorts.
I think it just means,
shorts.
Like, I think you're just supposed to walk around with the...
Oh, natural?
Okay, question. So
yeah. Birthday shorts.
I have a thing, like, you know, for jeans, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I rewear jeans because, you know, they're not dirty the first time you use them.
Yeah.
First of all, going commando while wearing jeans, that sounds absolutely horrendous.
Yes.
I know there's people that do that. Sounds
uh-huh.
horrendous. But if I got into that, do I have to wash my jeans regularly?
See, I never got this.
I want to say you're going to have to update your sniff test, but that seems...
I've been many times accused of abusing the wearability. I like to get all of the wearability out of a shirt before it goes in and through the wash, okay?
I'm the same way.
And so, yeah.
You've also literally worn a pair of underpants into, like, basically a skirt.
Okay. Nope.
Well, I'm hard on underpants. Yeah. That's true, okay? But no, so yeah, sometimes if I wore a shirt for 6 hours, I'm like, that shirt's got 90 minutes left in it. And so instead of putting it in the hamper, I drape it across a thing, and I'm like, next time I got a 90-minute endeavor, I'm going to go back for that shirt.
This is why we get along, Jason,
yeah,
because I think the same way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is your closet organized by how much shelf life
it
is left
is.
On a shirt?
It truly is.
Here's
okay.
my, like, 15-minute section. He's got a good hours.
Who is a killer on the laundry now, all right? I've never experienced this life before. Normally, you do laundry once you're out of everything, okay? But she just does it every week. I'm like, what kind of a psychopath are you? But I have in my office, now my closet, I have different piles of, you know, the chair has some stuff on it, and this, there's a guitar amp with this draped on it. And she's like, can I wash these? It's like, all of these have different varying levels of wearability left in them. Don't touch any of my stuff, okay?
Yeah.
The hamper, you go nuts on that.
Definitely don't touch any of Jason's clothes that are just laying around his house. I want to do like a version of Cinderella, like Dickerella, but instead of turning from a crystal and gown into a pumpkin or whatever, just like you only have until midnight before your clothes are dirty. Mm. So you have to rush home so the prince doesn't see you in your dirty clothes.
Wait, so question. Do you guys go commando? Because I have this argument with some of my guy friends, because I have some guy friends that wear underwear when they are swimming, like in their swim trunks. Because I think it's weird to go commando.
If I don't have a netting, a good safety netting, I'll wear some just, you know,
some underwear in the water.
Things.
Hmm.
Boxer shorts.
It 100% depends on your pants situation. Mm-hmm. I would say, yeah, with a swimsuit wearing underwear, that seems crazy to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you're like swims in cutoff jeans kind of guy.
Mm.
I have a couple of free plug. They're very expensive. Give me some free ones. Bird dog shorts. That's like their number one selling feature is that they have the underwear built into them. And I remember seeing that. I was like, that's annoying. I don't like that. I like to keep my underwear game separate. But then I got them and I was like, oh, you working my stuff real good down there, man.
Yeah, these Nike
like
shorts.
It's kind of like a swimsuit, but instead of like a meshy type lining,
it's just underwear.
It's Under Armoury type.
But it's not like a boxer brief type thing. They're keeping everything tight.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, for the most part.
Gotcha.
And in honor of this segment today, anytime you catch me in these comfy pants here, Emily, what happened?
Jason.
Did I pull down too far? Sorry.
You showed us your bird dog.
There's no real reason to not wear underwear with these other than the inside.
Oh, now he's reaching in.
I can't really. It's real soft and silky in here, okay? It's real soft and silky, and so it's kind of luxurious, all right?
You know, I've never been a commando guy because, as a larger gentleman, you get into, you're creating a different kind of ecosystem down there that you need.
Some juices?
You know, just now.
Precipitation? Yeah.
Thanks to all my squeezed gains, no longer a problem. And on this segment, Emily, I will not show you, I will just tell you that I'm also going commando today.
Right. Really?
To try it out for the first time. Kind of like it.
Yeah.
No way. This is funny because these shorts that I'm wearing have underwear built in them, so I'm also going commando.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, they're Nike shorts. Yeah. They have like underwear built in them.
Okay.
Guys, this is so cute.
This is adorable. And that. If any of us has an accident, you can't do that thing where you go throw your underwear in the trash and then keep it locked up the rest of the day.
I brought some underwear just for safety.
Just in case.
Also, nobody show up to the studio and pants us. Because you
that's
know
also
the
my fear. Is like I'm worried about just accidental exposure.
We got mostly dude feedback on the what are the rules of not wearing underwear.
All right, that's fine. I'll respect you.
Punk Rock Physicist says being careful with penises and zippers is a big one for going sans underwear. I guess another one is that some materials can be irritating. So you want something soft or something loose like a skirt, dress, kilt, etc.
Kilt.
At Tack Viking says, been going commando since 04. No real rules, just if you're doing an activity where your pants might rip, wear something under. #oops, it fell out. Oh, no.
Okay.
El Flamingo SA says, I don't know what the rules are for women not wearing underwear, but for men, the rule is don't. Hashtag chafing. Hashtag ouch.
Chafing if you don't wear underwear, chafing if you do
wear
underwear.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused there as well.
You're talking about your jeans and how you feel like that's going to be
an issue.
Yeah,
see, jeans, I don't think like it's too rigid in there, okay? It's the opposite of these pants. These pants are so silky.
I'm also just, part of me is like, if everything is nice and contained, I don't have to worry about accidental friction causing reactions. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Middle school problems.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like a thing that I actually need to worry about, but that's just my fear, is just accidental boners.
Well, it was never the friction for me. It was just like every single thing that I saw in the world.
Was it just seeing your eighth grade middle school teacher and her visible panty lines? And you're just like,
Miss Wetzing, you are the hottest thing. And you have wet in your name? Jesus. I can't get up and walk to the next class. She's a real teacher. Now I feel bad. I should have made up a name. Serena G tweets at the Morning X, says, no, Emily, you got to wear undies, especially in the summer. No one wants a sweaty cookie.
But, okay, the biker shorts I was wearing.
You don't want soggy chicken McNuggets.
The biker shorts I was wearing, you know, they retain the wick.
They wick the moisture?
The wick the moisture.
Mm-hmm. Where did I do this joke? The last time she did pull this chicken nugget stunt? Something, something, pink slime?
Oh, no, we did not.
That's right.
We
should not.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.